David Nicholson, I'm the MD.
Next Thursday, on the 24th of October, School Kitchen is launching a new venue. Could you tell us, what is School Kitchen?
Of course. So School Kitchen, we launched in March in York, and the main premise is that we use school kitchens when they're not using them, i.e. on weekdays and evenings and on weekends, to run takeaway kitchens, and then or takeaway restaurants, and then the school gets a share of the revenue. So that's a general idea. We wanted to create a company which was had a positive impact. And so we wanted to have a positive impact in three ways. Firstly, on the local community, which is, you know, why we go for work at schools, so we can get extra funding for schools, which obviously means more teachers, etc. We also do things like we do cookery classes for kids as well, so they can go and have an understanding of where the food comes from. We've actually put in a kitchen garden in our school in York, so that we can go and grow in food and veg, but also show the pupils where food comes from. And then the other ways we want to have a positive impact were firstly on our colleagues on the team at School Kitchen. And so with lots of takeaway, the takeaway model with delivery and things is not great really in terms of the people who are there. So it's quite unstable. So our model is that we do all deliveries ourselves, and all of our employees, from the delivery riders, staff in the kitchen, etc., everybody is a proper employee. There are no 0 hours contracts, and everyone's on at least a living wage. So we're trying to go and basically make sure that everyone's treated correctly and everyone can have a job that they feel proud of.
Brilliant. Okay.
The last thing I say was we want to have a positive impact on the environment. And so for that, as I said, we do all of our own deliveries. So we do them all by electric moped or bicycle. And we install solar panels at the schools where we work with to cover all of our energy. And all of our packaging is compostable.
Brilliant. Thank you very much. So School Fit Kitchen first launched in York, you said. Where did the idea come from?
It came over time, really. So I once again started a restaurant business, and I wanted to do something, as I said beforehand, something which had a positive impact. And then, so I was trying to think of ways to do that, and it just came to me, really. I was looking at the way restaurants work at the moment, and particularly looking at, you know, the growth of dark kitchens and things, and they felt a bit soulless. And so I just was trying to think of ways you could follow that sort of trend of things going more into takeaways, but then at the same time, do it in a way which had a, you know, which didn't detract from the community it was in. And so I was looking at, I thought, well, there are lots of kitchens which already exist, and so we can go and share a kitchen, which would obviously have lots of benefits for the environment and for us. And I thought, well, you know, actually, schools are perfect. They spend a lot of money on their kitchens. They barely use them. And so if we could have a partnership with them, then it would be a great way to get extra funding into schools, which really, really need it at the moment.
Okay, cool. And you run multiple restaurants from each kitchen, I think. What sort of cuisines do you offer?
Quite a few. So we've got, in York, we now have seven restaurants from there. So we have a Thai, Italian, Sri Lankan, Mexican, Spanish tapas, Kurdish, and then the most recent one we've done doesn't really fit into one sort of buckets. It's called School Dinners. And the idea was that we work with schools. Everyone always, you know, thinks of school food. And so we thought what we'd do is actually go and do food which people remember from school, but done in a really good way. And so we partnered with seven celebrity chefs, each of whom have come up with a recipe for one particular dish. And then, and so we now have, four mains and three desserts, all of amazing quality, because they're all designed by these really fantastic chefs like Nadia Hussein and Matt Tebbett and these. And then all of the proceeds from that particular restaurant go to fund free breakfast for kids at schools in the local area.
Wonderful. And how does it work? Could I order different cuisines at the same time from different restaurants?
Yes, exactly. So customers can go onto our website or app, and then it's a bit like Deliveroo, where, you know, you've got you look for your area, and then it'll give you the list of the different restaurants available in your area. But as you say, you can do exactly as you said. So you can then, as long as they're all coming from the same school, you can then pick and mix from all the different restaurants into one delivery.
And you also run free cookery demonstrations for pupils. Why have you chosen to do these for free?
Well, as I said, we want to help the school we're in. I mean, I think it's really important that kids know more about food. I think it's in general, I think we can easily go and disconnect ourselves from the food we eat, and then you just go and buy stuff which is ready made and don't really have any awareness of how to go make it necessarily or where it comes from. And so, given that we have this close relationship with education, and given that we have the big benefit of knowing all about food and having amazing chefs, we thought it would be a really good opportunity to actually share that experience we have with the kids. And in terms of doing it for free, I mean, it just seemed like the right thing to do.
And is that also where the idea came from to offer an apprenticeship scheme for recent school leavers? Could you tell us a bit more about that?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, so, I mean, the idea there was that we wanted to, because we're going to be embedded in the school and because we're going to be giving people at that school, a taster for cooking, we thought it'd be great to then be able to go and give them the opportunity when they leave to carry on with that. We can't yet because the school we're working at in New York is a primary school, so that'd be rather weird, well, wrong. But the plan is obviously with other schools, we will do that. And we are working with, we're trying to set up an apprenticeship scheme with the local catering college in York, but we've had a few difficulties with getting that set up, purely because they don't offer the right sort of apprentices that we need. It's quite challenging getting apprentices, to be honest. We think we found a way around that. So we're going to go and partner with a different college a bit further away, which will still work. And then in London, now we're launching in London, so there are a lot more opportunity there. So yes, so we will. We've already started speaking to people in London to get that set up when we launch here.
Brilliant. And you've already mentioned a few of the ways that School Kitchen is sustainable and environmentally friendly. Could you tell me a bit more about these and why you think it's so important for School Kitchen to have these sustainable, environmentally friendly aspects?
Yes, of course. So in terms of why it's so important, I mean, it just is. You know, at the moment, the environment's critical. It's getting, we all know very well that that climate change is exacerbating problems, making everything worse, and it's accelerating. And everything we can do to help prevent that from, or help slow that down is important. I think all businesses will have to, are already starting to take more of an active active role in trying to do what they can to limit climate change. And it's really important. We feel passionately that we should do that from the very beginning. If we're starting a new company, we need to make sure that we build it on those grounds. And so, yeah, so we're trying to be net zero. And so we do all of our deliveries, so we do all our deliveries ourselves. We do them all on electric moped or bicycle, so there's no fossil fuels going into our deliveries. And in order to cover, in order to make sure that we, you know, that the actual energy that goes into that and to the cooking is as net zero as possible, we also install solar panels at those partner schools to go and cover all of our energy requirements. We also do, so packaging is a big element as well. For takeaways, that's always a challenge that, you know, you have, you're sending out food fuels houses, and so it has to come in packaging. We looked a lot into what sort of packaging we should have. And, you know, the main idea is being we go for either recyclable or compostable. And the recyclable, that's a big problem, that so much plastic recycled packaging doesn't actually get recycled. So in the end, we decided to go for compostable. In York, there's a bit of a problem because there isn't a universal composting service from the council. And so there we send out little compost bags so customers can put their packaging in the bag afterwards, and then next time they order from us, they can then send it back to us, and we use it in our kitchen garden. In London, that won't necessarily be an issue because I think most places now have compost in London, but in York, it was important.
Brilliant. And you also, am I right in thinking you also source ingredients from local farmers? Why is that significant?
Well, there's a number of reasons. I mean, firstly, there's the environmental part, which is where we want to obviously again reduce food miles. So there is a big challenge with, you know, you have some food, you have no idea where it's coming from. It might be coming from New Zealand or something, which is a very long way away. And so we wanted to try and limit that as much as possible. And so that means trying to go and find local sourcing where we can. The other part of it is just supporting local areas. As I said before, one of the aims was to be to support our local communities. And that's that, that we consider that in a bit of a broad sense to be the community around the specific town we're in, which includes all the farmers. And my father's a farmer as well, so it's quite, you know, for me it's got a personal thing where it's important to get involved to support local farmers.
That sounds fantastic. So you mentioned it a little bit already. There's a new menu dropping soon. What will this involve?
Yeah, so this is our school dinners one. So the idea came from our executive chef to go and have this because we're in schools, and because people often think about school food or have very bad memories of school food, we thought it would be quite fun really to actually have a menu which tried to focus on school food, but in a way that could either sort of push away those bad memories people have, or possibly if they do have nostalgic memories of school food, then bring back that nostalgia. And so the menu school dinners is it's four mains, which are all, and three desserts, all of which are sort of based around things which you would probably remember from school. So, you know, we've got things like fish pie and meatballs and rice pudding, but they're done in a much better, much nicer way, because we basically worked with seven celebrity chefs. So Matt Tebbutt, Mitch Tonks, Nadia Hussein, Omar Alaboy, Richard Corrigan, Tommy Banks and Will Lockwood. And each one has designed one of the dishes, so to basically come up with the recipe of that particular dish. And they've tried to choose dishes that they remember or linked to their memories from childhood, but they've done it in a way which is just incredible. Actually, they're just lovely. And so, for example, Nadia, she did a rice pudding, and it's not just a normal rice pudding. It's a rice pudding. It's a cardamom rice pudding with a sort of brulee top. And on the side, there's a mango, coconut and lime side as well. It's just amazing. And so that was the menu's lovely. But also the idea was we wanted to go and we'd already started providing food for free for the breakfast club at the school we're in New York. For the kids who are on free school meals to be able to have breakfast and start the day as well. And we thought that's a fantastic idea. So we wanted to be able to go and expand that and do that and offer it to a wider array of schools. So all the profits from this particular restaurant, which will be in every location we're in, will go to fund free breakfast for school children in the area.
That sounds like a brilliant idea. So what can people expect from the new Chiswick location that opens next Thursday?
So it's a bit of a different beast for us. We're launching out into a new area because we are doing the takeaways as we do in York, and we're launching. So we're launching with three, and then we'll be expanding from there. The three being the school dinners one, and then Piravena, our Sri Lankan restaurant, and Quetzalcoatl, our Mexican restaurant. But then we also have an actual dine-in restaurant. So there's a proper restaurant there, which will be open initially 4 days a week. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday and Sunday, and then eventually going up to 7 days a week. So 6 days a week. Can't do Saturday because there's a hockey club called Richmond Hockey Club and a football club called Polytechnic, who are both based on site. And so we basically provide their match teas on Saturdays. But for the rest of the week, it'll be open to the public to come in and go and eat our food as well. So, yeah, so it'll be, and there's a bar there as well. So, and the bar actually you can go come to on a Saturday. So, yeah, so that's, it's quite different, but it's really fun. I mean, basically, the place itself it's in a cricket pavilion, and it hadn't really been updated for quite a long time. And so we had quite a fun summer of painting. So I'm much better at painting than I was, and just, you know, completely refurbishing the place basically. And so now I think it looks really good, and hopefully customers think so too.
And is next Thursday's launch event open to everyone? Is it open to the public?
No, the Thursday itself is that's a slightly more, there's a reduced crowd because, yeah, we don't know how you do it. If we open the public, we might have a bit too many people coming over. So that's just for the for people who've been invited. But then from the next day, though, from Friday, we will be launching properly. And so then, yeah, the bar is open to the public and the restaurant as well. So you can book a table on our website and we'll be launching our takeaways from then as well.
How are you marking the launch next Thursday? How are you celebrating?
So, well, it's given the school dinners, the menu, and the fact that we work with schools, we thought it'd be fun to do it in a way that's a bit like school. So we're doing a school disco. So we're going to decorate the place out like a school disco. Hopefully people turn up just a bit, you know, in sort of the style of sort of 90s or 80s, 90s school disco. And we'll be doing, you know, we'll be having games and having a best dressed prize and that sort of thing. And then we've also got, so one of our celebrity chefs, Omar Alaboy, is going to be coming as well. And he'll be doing a demonstration of how to go and cook, because he's Spanish, you know, demonstration of how to go and cook a paella. And we'll be handing out, hand out to everyone there to go and try the paella, but also we'll be handing out samples of our other restaurants as well for people to try.
The school disco idea sounds wonderful. That's such a cool idea. So what's your vision for the future of the Chiswick location?
We're starting now with restaurants and takeaway. I mean, I think it's the site itself is amazing because it's a cricket pavilion, but it's in the middle of a big sports ground, and it's all fenced off, and so it's great for families because you can go there. The main room we're using for the restaurant, you've got the dining area, but then there's a massive sort of area the other side with big sofas, and there's a snooker table and baby football table and things like that, and so kids can. We did a sort of a tester for some families in the area to come over for Sunday lunch, and they loved it because they could sit. The parents could sit down and eat, and their kids could run off. The kids were all about sort of 9, 10 years old, about that sort of age, and they all just basically went to the other end of the room and could do whatever, you know, could go and play around and do things, and even go outside because there's outside space with no roads running past. Because it's on a fenced off sports ground, and so. That seemed to really, my parents seemed to love that idea. It was very safe. And so we think we'll probably, in terms of what we'll do there, we want to go and grow that. So go have events for families and things, put a climbing frame outside. And then in the summer, we'll do barbecues and things as well. Because we've got a big space, we've got a big balcony, but also there's a grass space outside as well. And then eventually we want to start doing other events there as well. So we'll be doing potentially live music events, comedy nights, chess clubs, you know, that sort of thing. And then potentially from next summer, we're going to start doing even hosting things like weddings. So sort of growing as we go along.
Are families your primary target audience for this Chiswick location? Who does it appeal to?
I'd say during the day, so Sundays definitely, I think. So Sundays, you know, we're going to be opening for brunch and then Sunday lunch. And like a long, you know, going throughout the afternoon. And that I think is definitely going to appeal to families. At the same time, we have a lovely bar there, which is open till 11 at night. And so I think, you know, as the evening progresses, as the day progresses to evening and on weekdays in the evening as well, I suspect we'll have an older clientele, I think, where people will be coming for meals during the week, in the evening after work, or potentially just coming in for a drink, and particularly in the local area. So we're I'm not sure if you know Chiswick, but we're down towards the river, towards Chiswick Bridge. There aren't that many things in that many places in that area for people to go out. And so I think the fact that we've got somewhere where people can, like a local, people can come out to have some food or even just to go and have a drink and chat, I think that'll be. We'll have a lot of customers like that. Not to mention the fact we've got the football and hockey clubs, which are local and which have got, you know, each of them got like 12, 13 teams. And so we've got a whole load of football players and hockey players who also will come along for drinks on the evenings after they finish their practice and things.
So wonderful.
It'll be a full spectrum. Yeah.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, David. Those are all the questions I have. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Pleasure. Thank you very much for talking to me.